For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Responding to the new Bush Administration Afghanistan Anti-Drug Initiative, last month, on April 5th, protesters marched in Jalalabad to defend their right to grow opium. "We will fight," said a demonstrator, and fight they did. This week, anti-American protests in Jalalabad erupted into a deadly riot that quickly spread throughout the country. Rioting and violent demonstrations, so far claiming 16 lives, have now been reported in 10 Afghan provinces and are by far the worst since the fall of the Taliban. Rioting has also spread to Afghanistan's northern neighbor, Uzbekistan, where hundreds have been reported killed. Uzbekistan is a vital transit link for Afghan narcotics. On Thursday, May 12th, the International Narcotics Control Board identified U.S.-occupied Iraq as an important new smuggling route for the Afghan drug trade. Since the U.S. invasion and subsequent occupation of Afghanistan, American street heroin has now become much less expensive. In many areas of the country, a dose of heroin now costs less than a pack of cigarettes. This is Glenn Greenway, reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Okay, now let's leave the eternal war in Afghanistan and talk about the eternal war on the U.S.-Mexican border. This from the Houston Chronicle. The fight for Nuevo Laredo. At the border, rival cartels are staging a violent war for the control of a city and for a key U.S. drug route. On a recent Saturday night, well-heeled patrons at a fashionable restaurant in this embattled border city shared part of an evening with one of Mexico's most notorious drug lords. Accompanied by a phalanx of heavily armed bodyguards, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, head of a cartel of traffickers operating along the Mexican border, swept into the restaurant, shocking its 40 customers. After his bodyguards locked the door, the drug kingpin warned the diners against leaving the restaurant or using their cell phones until he had finished eating. But to atone for the inconvenience, Guzman picked up the tab for everyone in the house. Quote, "He was there to prove a point," said FBI agent Arturo Fontes, commenting about the separate accounts by two Nuevo Laredo residents about the visit to the lavish beef and seafood eatery. Quote, "He was there to let people know he's in town," end quote, the agent said, "that he's there to stay and he's controlling part of the territory in Nuevo Laredo." Wars of terror last forever. When do you think we're going to find El Chapo? Or how about Osama? Well, they're on the run, or are they? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.